plan is we're going to do the next 3 days we're 3-4, I'm not sure, but this week we're still doing Kotzereil, and then we'll have a week of Chazara with the after Purim. We'll have a week of Chazara with the midterm. I'm not quite sure yet on how much material. Maybe I'll do all the material, but I'll just do a digest of only certain things in it. That might be the best thing. We only did two sugars really: Tfilas of Shiva, Sefer Bayinus, and Ishum Shum Chitzah. Those are the two things primarily. So maybe from that I'll pull out the main piece, the main things. And then we'll do. Then we'll start moving it by the beginning. Hopefully, the beginning of April. Yeah.
Are we gonna start the game room?
Yeah. I theoretically, it's always always halacha yukim fateach. In theory, I hope we'll go in Merubah a little bit faster than in Ketzeret. That's the theory, especially the first couple of that, which is just the Lumudah. But even afterwards, I'd like to go a little bit faster. We have a short amount of time to do it. And I set Shiran at once, which is helpful for me also. So I don't remember. It was very long. It was like 13 years ago. But still, it's I have notes or something. Okay. So Mar says, "It's going to be my honor, Rabbi. Chrome must need some asylum here. Can I call the sit to take the age? Me ask me. Yishalom amav es abeirah. So in the pasuk itself, you have attention. It says take the age. Me ask me. And then it says, you know, it's not like he was magically a dying. It's not like Kitzis the goof of it. And yet it says amav es abeirah. It's mashal that that kilo he did it. Shvami no yishu mishum chitzah. So there's a deep pasuk that yishu mishum chitzah." Surprise him afresh, it's like a very funny Ishum Shum Chitzu. So let's see Rashi, which is very Rashi. Teitzim Me'atzma, Me'atzma Mashma. Well, let's look and look at Mekor, Kishihid Liku Atzma Gadishi Shal Chaveri. The Pasuk's not talking about that he was Matak, but Atzma Gadishi Shal Chaveri, but Teich Shalai Hid Liku. Smash when Rashi, if the pasuk was talking about there was madik b'teich kadishis shel chaveiro, that I wouldn't be able to be madik ishim mishum chitzo. Even if ish would be mishum amoinoi, but if he would be madik b'teich kadishis shel chaveiro, that would yet be chitzo. That's a dover akosha. Mela, but the mokum that you were mad, like the mokum agachelis, so I understand that's Adam Hamazik. But what the Eish continues to go, lav mi kaychik kozel, that was Rish Lakish's title, lav mi kaychik kozel. The whole title of Rish Lakish was lav mi kaychik kozel. It was lav mi kaychik kozel, even if you're mad, you're taking Kaddish Shacharei, it's still lav mi kaychik kozel. So if the Torah, even if the Torah would be talking about that, still from the fact that it says that it's chitzo, the Torah says, I'm avir as a beggar, I would see lechor that. That Isha Mishum, that Isha Mishum Chitzel. It's connected to the problem we have in Rashi and Amud Aleph. That, you know, Rashi Shita is that according to Rabbi Teresh Lokesh, that Isha Mishum Maynari, so it has to be your Gachelis. Taisus says, "Ein lechodom that he'll take a gachela sheinu shaloi and he'll go burn down kadisha shel chaver." So, the Nachas David, they sure that what they wanted to say there is that when you madach b'toich shel chaver, that's called odom amazik. That's called odom amazik, man. If they're right, then this Rashi is good. And then Rashi takes the pshutet. Heard this Rashi maybe is a siyata to them. Says in the Rashi, if the pasuk would be talking about madach b'teich kadishis shel chaveri, I wouldn't know that ishum shum chitzav. I would say ishum shum amoyner. But when you madach b'teich kadishis shel chaveri, then it's hamavir seber. That taka sounds very much like the nechaz domen of Neishu. That when you madach b'teich shel chaveri, it's mamish odom amazik. So if the Torah was talking about madach b'teich kadishis shel chaveri, then I wouldn't have a deal from hamavir seber. Of course, hamavir seber, it's odom amazik. Since the Torah said no, Kitesi Me'atzma is talking about the area where you were Matak B'Tech Shalai. The Eish was Yosei Me'atzma, also there I could, but from there I could build an Ishim Shum Chisa. The chumrah from this Rashi would be a psasiyu to this to that radical word of the Nachal Dovid in the Bnei Yeshua. Ma'aseh, it's a very very difficult word. The fourth is the emes is lamik aichik gozel, and Rav Shimon Shkop had a kasha on the Nachal Dovid in the Bnei Yeshua. He said if madik b'toyach kaddish shulchaveri will be called odom hamazik, then a kelev who was madik b'toyach kaddish shulchaveri will be kelev hamazik, and a gomel who was madik b'toyach kaddish shulchaveri biros shulchaveri will be called gomel hamazik, and that's against the olsuk. That the Gemara brings riots from Kelev and Gomel where Madlik v'toich shel chaveroi to the issue of Yishum Yishum Chitzur Yishum Yishum Yishum. It's Mochuk in the Gemara that that's not called when the Gomel when the Kelev is Madlik, is Madlik v'soich gadisha shel chaveroi, we don't call it Kelev HaMazik, we call it Eish, and it's negated to the Machlekes of Yerichan and Reish Lach with Yishum Yishum Chitzur Yishum 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 Yishum. Right. There is a Rashi. There's another Rashi Taka. What is Samachal? Rashi in Achenis and Samachal in those days, we talked about that Rashi. Rashi is explaining the halacha, which is going to be negated now in the next interview, that the Gemara says there's a Ptur of Tomon. So the Gemara says the Ptur of Tomon is only when you mad the Ptur Shalai, and then the fire goes out. But if you mad the Ptur Kadishu Shalchaveri, there's no Ptur of Tomon. So Taisus over there learns Kzeres HaKosov. Since the Pasuk of Talmud is talking about Madlik Potech Shalai, so therefore Madlik Potech Shalchaveri doesn't have Kzeres HaKosov. But the Rashi over there says that the reason why Madlik Potech Shalchaveri doesn't have the Ptur of Talmud is because his kilu is Madlik B'yadayim. Ainly Rishus, the Havi came Abid Biyadayim. Then Mr. Shittim Kubetzis also brings from other Rishayim, also such a lesson. It brings from the Ravid, and it's like he was Mazik Biyadayim. Yeah, that Rashi also sounds like the Nachas Pshutay. That Rashi also sounds like the Nachas Dovid and Beishu. The Shittim brings the lesson. Another. Has a sheet in a kind of site. Another kibbutz and it's chayvut base. What's the lesson? Have notes. Anybody have notes from the beginning of Yishum Shul Chisuv?
Have the lesson.
What?
Have the lesson.
Yeah.
It says Venera Shino Kasha.
That's the Shita?
That's the
Shita. The Gilyonos. Okay,
so can we
read it again?
We couldn't want on Kofit Kamasu Shachabera, where Rashi also there says it's.
No, there's another one. There's a Shita about Mabat Kotel Shachabera. That's exactly the lesson. Just bear with me. I'll get it. You have it.
It's only Shum Isha would chayv yon play, and only Shum Adam Amazik be a daim chashir.
That's the sheet from Rabbi Yenis?
Yeah.
Only Shum Isha would chayv yon play. Yeah, those the Shunas Taka sound like the Nachas Dov and Yishu. I seem to recollect there was another lesson. Give me a second. I wasn't actually planning so much to get into this. I have lots of other fish to fry, but we're here. not finding the lashon. Yeah, so akapanim. So in Rashi over there in Samach Aleph Mavez, in the Shita from the Shem Ravid, Shem Ravid Anderson, they all say touch the shaynus, that there's no p'tur tomen by matzah b'tayi shel chaveri, because it's like odom ha matzah. So Shuta sounds like the sacker such that even if you're a shlokish, it has a din of odom ha matzah. Yeah, it's very shver avod, like if Shimon asks. That's not odom ha matzah. Lab m'tayi shel kozel. You're going to call it odom ha matzah. It's gomel ha matzah. It's kelev ha matzah. So I was saying when we learned at the beginning of the sugya, I said B'shem Rav Nochum, and then Mr. Leib says the same thing. The piece that I sent you just now, Rav Leib Malin also says the same havana, that they don't mean that it's literally without b'tomim. They don't mean that it's really odom hamazik. What they mean is it's about not about odom hamazik. It's lam mekayichik oz. If you held like Reish Lakish, or according to Rav Yochanan, if you didn't have the pasuk, let's say the crow wasn't Messiah. If you held like Reish Lakish, that Isha Mishum Mimayim, because Lam Mikhaifa Gazel, so if you be Mabak Peshul Chaveri, it's still Isha Mishum Mimayim. Reish Lakish doesn't think that when you Mabak Peshul Chaveri, it becomes Chitzov. Yeah, but that's not the Lashon of Rishonim. Rishonim don't say when you Mabak Peshul Chaveri, it becomes Chitzov. They say it's like Ogim Amazik. They should have said it's Chitzov. I don't know, Peshul Chaveri becomes Chitzov. That's not the Pshat. Avad is Mimayim. Pshat is like this. The Pshat is, but what's the Pshiyah? Every moment of mazik, you have to have a pshiyah also. Besides the fact that you're chayiv for niskei memoni, you're only chayiv for niskei memoni if you were pesheya if there was a pshiyah. That's called shechavti b'shmiras. You're chayiv for niskei. You have to be a chayiv for niskei. You have to do some kind of pshiyah in the shmir of your moment that then makes you liable for the hezek of your moment. So normally the shmir is he didn't watch your moment. The pshiyah is in the shmir. When the chayiv is in the shmir. It's a p'tur of tumah, because we'll see Rashi in the top of the next Talmud. Rashi's mavur that the p'tur of tumah comes from the fact that you're not such a pesher l'gavei tumah. When the eish burns things that you don't know that they existed, it lacks in the pshir. So that's the p'tur of tumah. By matik b'tayi shel chaveri, the pshir is a pshir of adam amazik, because you went into Kamasi shel chaveri, you went to somebody else's field and you saw burning things be a diet. That's the pshiyah of Adam Amazik. So lemaisa, the Adam Amazik is only the mokum agachelis. What the age continues to go on further, that's avada only isha mishum emayla. It's not chitzof. We're going to mishlokish that the isha is not mishum chitzof. It's lav mikoichi kozul. So the chiyah is as mokum amazik. But the pshiyah shavoy, the pshiyah mechayev is the kol shechsharti es niskoy, is not the chsharti es niskoy of not watching my shore or not watching my bar. The chsharti es niskoy, the pshiyah is a pshiyah of odom amazik. Since it's a pshiyah of odom amazik and odom uod olam, and there's no, then like Rashi brings ben mezid ben shayg by tomun, there's no p'tur of tomun by odom amazik. Meaning by odom amazik, you don't have the p'tur that doesn't. I don't care that it lacks in the pshiyah. So therefore, so that's why I don't have the p'tur of tomun. That's the pshat. Says Rav Nochum and Rav Leib in over there in Samach Aleph on the base, that's the pshat here. Rav Leib says it to explain that those who showing what those who showing are saying, that that's the pshat, that there's no p'tur tomu when you mat the facial chaveri. Not that it's not mom and mazik, but it's mom and mazik. It's not, it's Islamic kechah gozel, but it means the pshi is the pshi of adam and mazik, and the gavei tomu, what I care about is the pshi, because the p'tur of tomu has to do with the lack of pshi. At least according to Rashi, and apparently these we're showing them as well. That's the pshat in Rashi, and maybe Rashi the Shitosa. Rashi by Asnachov Gimel says that the p'tur of Tomen has to do with the lack of Pshia, so that's the Rashi in Samach Aleph on the base, that's why Madlik V'teshul Chaveroi doesn't have a p'tur of Tomen, because you're Mazik, because the Pshia is a Pshia of Adam HaMazik. Demis, it would work out well with Shitosa. Taisus, Achov Gimel Mar Aleph, Schelek and Rashi. See in a second. Taisin Chukim Alal is Chaylik and Rashi, and says that the reason why there's no Ptur Tomen by Odom is nothing to do with being Odom Wood Lailam. He says, Thomas is Asa Kosel. Taisin says, it's a different story in the Gemara, why the Gemara doesn't think there's a Ptur of Tomen by Odom Amaz. But the top Taisin on Chukim Alal is Mashbel that the Ptur of Tomen is Asa Kosel, it's not because of lapse of Shia. The Gemara that says takes for granted that by Odom, if Isha Mishum, because Gemara asked in Abyechon, point of Yerichon that Isha Mishum Chitzav, how could it be a Ptur of Tomen? So Rashi says, because it's Adam Wood Lailam. He says, who cares Adam Wood Lailam? It's Xeris HaKosov. Tomen is Xeris HaKosov. By Eish, it's Xeris HaKosov. The Tomen is Potter. So he says, a different story. It's not a Mestabed by Adam, you have any Ptur. You see all the Pturim that you find by Mom and Amazik, by various Purim that we find by the various Ovis Nezikin, Adam doesn't have any of those Purim. So that means Stabber that Adam has a Pur Tomer. So Tosfos holds the Tomer is Gzeres HaKosim. And as Hamachalef and Beis, the Gemara over there by Matik Potential Chaveroi, Tosfos also Chaylok and Rashi. Tosfos, the reason why there's no Pur Tomer by Matik Potential Chaveroi is because the Posuk, the Patas Tomer, is talking about Matik Potential Loi. Mashman Samuel also Gzeres HaKosim. The Pur of Tomer was said by Matik Potential Loi, wasn't said by Matik Potential Chaveroi. So God, that still needs a Hezbollah, but I could point him Tosfos Mashman Gzeres HaKosim. And Rashi says that the Madik Potential Chaveri doesn't have a Pur of Tomun because it has a din of Adam Mamazik. Rashi doesn't mean it's Mamash Adam Mamazik. Rashi means that it's a Pshir of Adam Mamazik. Adkan Divir Ablaib. And then Rav Nochem says, Rav Nochem is a little bit of Talmud of Ablaib. Rav Nochem was a Chavusa of Ablaib in the Mir, but Rav Nochem was much younger, so it was like a Talmud Chavar of Ablaib. So Rav Nochem says that that's the pshat in the Rashi about Gachelis, that the Gachelis has to be his. So if the Gachelis has to be his, so Eimach HaOdom is not going to be Matik Potential Chaveroi. Says Rav Nochem, no, because the reason why the Gachelis has to be yours is because otherwise there's no Chiyuv Shmira. There's no Chiyuv Shmira, there's no Pshir. But when you're Matik Potential Chaveroi, you have a different kind of Pshir, Pshir of Odom HaMazik. If it's a Pshir of Odom HaMazik, then I don't need the Gachelis to be yours. That's all the rate that we've talked about. We talked about it going forward, and we talked about it in Amud Aleph. So all of this is very nice, very compelling. The Shaila is not maspik for this Rashi, because at the end of the day, all of this rave is to say that even though the Rishonim say when you mat the potential chaveri, it's Adam Mamazik, they didn't mean that it's chitzov. Avad, it's still ishum ishum amoynei. They just meant that the pshia shavoy is a pshia of Adam Mamazik. So since it's a pshia of Adam Mamazik, you don't have the turk tomun, and the gachelis doesn't have to be yours. That's what Rav Ben and Nachum are talking about. But this Rashi is explaining that the pasuk of Kisei Tzeish, which is meduyik, that Ishum Shum Chitzov, had the pasuk been talking about Madlik Potoshel Chaveroi, then we would have had no right of Ishum Shum Chitzov, because I would say, no, Ishum Shum Amoinoi. The Torah calls it Chitzov. Yeah, when you're Madlik Potoshel Chaveroi, then it's Chitzov. Rav Leib, Rav Nochum, all of that really doesn't help us with this Rashi. Because they all had pains to say, Avad is Tlum Amoinoi, it's not Chitzov. Even Madlik Potoshel Chaveroi, it's Tlum Amoinoi, it's not Chitzov. According to Rish Lakish. The pshia is a pshia of Adam Amazik. But here we're not being talking. Here, the nidin here is not on the pshia. The nidin here is l'charan the etzim. What is eish? Is it hamaber? Is it beiro? Or is it memayna? And it says in the Rashi that if you matik potoshel chaveri, if the pasuk would have been talking about matik potoshel chaveri, we would have had no raya from the pasuk that ishim ishim chitzel. Why not? At the end of the day, the pasuk says chitzel. The pasuk says hamaber is a beiro. This Rashi is more mashmal like the Nachman's David than the Yeshua. But that's very radical, very hard to swallow. That when you're mad, the potential chaveri, it becomes Adam Mamazik Mamish, you don't have to come on to Isha Mishum Mimoni at all. How could that be? Let me just sum it up, right? We find this concept in Rashi. Places we don't find it at all. Floating around in Rashi and in maybe in the Shikta B'Shem, the Rebbe Yonis and the Ravid, we find this concept that somehow when you mad the potential chaveri, it's more like Adam Hamazik. We find it in three places in Rashi. We find it in Rashi, sort of in Omer Al and Chod Beis Omer Aleph. But Rashi says you have to own the Gachelis, and Tosfos asks, what about Madlik potential chaveri? So Ein Lecha Odom, every person is going to take somebody else's gachelis and they'll burn down other people's property. How could it be? So I kind of want to say maybe Rashi agrees that by Madlik potential chaveri you don't have to own the gachelis. That's one Rashi, that Madlik potential chaveri has different gdorim, not the regular gdorim of Isha Mishim Amoinai. Again, all within Reish Lakish. Within Reish Lakish, that Isha Mishim Amoinai, we have the Yukim and Rashi that when you're Madlik potential chaveri, it's not Mishim Amoinai, it's something else, it's Odom Hamas. So number one, from the Rashi, you have to own that if Ishu, that according to Reish Lakish, that Ishu Mishu Memoinoi, Rashi holds you have to own the Gachelis. That's difficult. How can you say you have to own the Gachelis? Ein lecha, so they ain't lecha Odom, they're not going to just go burn down his enemy's Godish by taking somebody else's Gachelis. So the kind of fact I kind of want to say that if you mad the potential chaveri, then even Reish Lakish agrees that it's not Mishu Memoinoi. That's Rashi number one. Then we have Rashi number two, the Rashi that we're looking at right now, where the Pasuk says that the Pasuk is Misael of Yechon, because the Pasuk says Kisei Tzei Eish Me'atzmo, but he's called Hamaver Sebeiro. So it's Meduyik that Eish is called Hamaver Sebeiro, it's called his Maizah, because it's Chitzov, it's an Odom HaMazik. The Pasuk is Meduyik that he's an Odom HaMazik. And Rashi explains the diuk, and it's a diuk against Reish Lakish. It's a diuk for Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi explains the diuk because the pasuk is not talking about matik petach shel chaver. Apparently, if the pasuk would have been talking about matik petach shel chaver, then Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't score any points. Reish Lakish would also be fine with the pasuk because matik petach shel chaver, even Reish Lakish agrees, is adam amazik. That's Rashi number two, and Rashi number three is the Rashi in Samach Aleph on the base, where Rashi explains the halacha that by matik petach shel chaver there's no p'tur tamun. That's a gemara that when you matik petach shel chaver there's no p'tur tamun. Taisis over there just says it's just exerts a kasuv. But Rashi says, because when you're madik v'tech shel chaveri, it's Odom HaMazik. And Odom HaMazik doesn't have a p'tur. Usually doesn't have a p'tur tamun. Presumably it's related to the Gemara by Asnachav Gimel Manalach. But the Gemara says that if Isha Mishum Chitzo, the Gemara asks, how do you have a p'tur tamun according to Yerkan? It's Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik doesn't have a p'tur tamun. Rashi explains because Odom Mu'ud Lo'el. So we have three Rashis that madik v'tech shel chaveri is more chitzov like than matik b'toshaloi. Even if ishim shemamoyloi, but when it's b'toshal chaveri, it becomes like adam hamazik. So that's a difficult thing, Rashi. So how do we understand that when you matik b'toshal chaveri becomes adam hamazik? At the end of the day, it's lav mikoyach gozel. It's just a groan. So we have Rav Leib and Rav Nochum, shneim nisnabu b'simnuk b'signoin echod. And Rashi never means to say that when you matik b'toshal chaveri, the shem mazik is adam hamazik. Not on a mazik. Lav mikoyach gozel. The shem mazik is still memoyloi according to Reish Lakish. Rashi just means that the pshia when you mad is no longer a pshia of not watching your momen. It's a pshia of adam hamazik. That's their nusach. That works in the Rashi and Chav Beis Amud Aleph to explain why that this is the Rav Nochum part to explain why if you don't own the gacheles, so you're not chayv when you mad the pshaloi. When you're mad at the Teshul Chaveri, you're chayiv even though you don't own the Gachelas. So Rav Nochum explains, because owning the Gachelas is not necessarily for the Shem HaMazik Avesh. Owning the Gachelas is only necessary for the Pshia, because if it's not your Gachelas, then you're not chayiv in its Shmira. So there's no Pshia not watching somebody else's Gachelas. There's only a Pshia not watching your Gachelas. That's when you need to come out of the Pshia of Memoinoi. When you're mad at the Teshul Chaveri, so it's a Pshia of Adam HaMazik, but I don't care if it's your Gachelas or not. That's the Rav Nochum Chavezim Adam. The Gemara is Samach Aleph on the Beis. The Rashi is Samach Aleph on the Beis. Rav Leib explains, Rav Nochum also says this, that that also works with this Mahalach. That Rashi over there is talking about Tomun. Rashi tells me in Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, the Ptur of Tomun has to do with the Pshir. The reason why by Odom HaMasik there's no Ptur Tomun, by Chitzel Lamashal there's no Ptur Tomun, is because Odom Mu'ud Lo'ilam. Tomun is the Chisor in the Pshir. So Mela makes a lot of sense. You could say that if you're Madik with Eishel Chaveri, there's no Ptur Tomun, because there the Pshia that I need is not a Pshia of Momen HaMazik, a Pshia of Odom HaMazik, Odom Mu'ud Lo'ilam. So for those Rashis, Rav Leib's Mahalach, Rav Nochum's Mahalach is sufficient. We don't have to. But for this Rashi that we're looking at right now, these Mahalach are not enough, because the Chor, this Rashi is saying more. This Rashi is saying that the Pasuk calls it Chitzov, HaMaber is there, the Torah calls it Chitzov. And it's a Rai against Reish Lakish, it's a Rai to Rav Yochanan. Says Rashi, but if the Pasuk would be talking about Madik with Eishel Chaveri, there'd be no Rai against Reish Lakish. Because even Reish Lakish agrees that if you matik potential chaveri, it's called a mavir sevayr. For in this Rashi it says when you matik potential chaveri, it's taka odom hamazik. But that's very hard to have, very hard. I mean, that was nachas dov l'mtein shul. So okay, people have thought that way in the past, but lachor, that's a very radical thing. And Rav Shimon asks, why should that be? If a kelev is matik potential chaveri, it's not called kelev hamazik. It's still called chitzu. It's still called memoni coin to Reish Lakish. Right, a kelev is matik potential chaveri. If this Rav Shimon asks if the Nachas Dovid of Neshu, if they're right, if this Rashi is Kibshuta, so you that means that's called when you're Matav Toshel Chaver, it's Odom HaMazik. So if the Kelev burns down somebody's Godish, so that should be called Kelev HaMazik, even according to Reish Lakish. It's serious. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says no. It's only Chitz of the Kelev according to Rav Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish, it's not Chitz of the Kelev. It's only Memayna. Yes, I don't know what to do with this Rashi. Maybe we can say like this, that we'll go with Rav Leib and Rav Nochum's Mahalach. That when you mat the Teshul Chaveri, of course the Masik is still Memoinah according to Reish Lakish. Lav mikoyach gozel, it's not koichli, it's Memoinah. It's just a pshia on the Masik. Rashi means that if the Pasuk will be talking about mat the Teshul Chaveri, so we can hear why the Torah calls it a Mavir Sebeir, because the pshia is a pshia of Mavir Sebeir. had the pasuk been talking about madlik v'tashal chaveri, it wouldn't be a riot against Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish agrees that when you madlik v'tashal chaveri, at least the pshia is a pshia of adam amazik. So the lashon of amavir severa would be, could mean that it's a pshia of amavir severa. Of course, the eish is memoina, the chiyav is still memoina, but it would be called amavir severa mitzad the pshia shabra. Yeah, but about it's dochel. Lay there, lay there. Let's go on to the Gemara. I really want to go on to the Gemara here. So Rashi says, this is the Rashi we're talking about. That the Ptur of Tomon is not Shaykh by Odom Amazik, by Odom Azarek Chais. There's no Ptur Tomon. There's no Posk to Pat the Tomon by Odom Azarek Chais. But Rashi says there's a Svar Odom Udlaim wouldn't be Shaykh of Ptur Tomon. Because Tomon has to do with the lack of Shia. Odom Udlaim. So if Isha Mishum Chitzav, how could there be a Ptur Tomon? Lishna Charinus says Rashi, Hai Chais La'olam B'Tomon U'Nichnas U'Mazik V'Loi Shemati. I know he means V'Loi Shemati. I didn't hear this pshat. This is a very strange pshat. He says, if Isha Mishum Chitzav, then there can't be a Ptur Tomon because the Chitz goes into the thing. So it's always Tomon. From many sides. So I don't even know where to begin. Isn't that what they wrote about me in the Kandah? I don't know where to begin. So I also don't know where to begin. What's the first of all, that's called Tomon. The chetz goes into the animal, so it's called Tomon. I understand something. If an eish burns up a gdi, so you put it on the inside of the gdi? That's not called tamun. We know what's inside the gdi. It's like you burn up a godish. So tamun is it if you hit kalim in the godish. So you don't have it there. But you chayiv on the wheat that's inside the godish still. That you know that it's there. So the chetz goes into the gdi. It's not tamun. I mean, if there will be something surprising inside the gdi, then it will be tamun. But if the gdi has inside the normal things that gdi have inside, where is that even tamun? That's number one. Number two, ishum ishum chitzel chayes to mushel. It's called kaychay. Doesn't have to be mamish like the name, like the mushel in every respect. Yeah, the chetz goes. Yeah, it goes inside. Okay, fine. So it's like a chetz that didn't go inside. Like if ishum ishum chitzel, it has to be. It can't have up to a tamun because an arrow goes inside. Very strange. I don't know what's the problem with this Rashi. Anyway, let's go to the first line of Rashi. I think this V'loi Shemati Rashi is somehow dismissive. He's not going with this track. I'm not quite sure what the words mean. So anyway, that's Abai's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, V'nichle, Abai answers, Rava says, B'Shem Abai, that he answered, Ki gain shenoflut leka lo yisichotze v'noflut gedish lo yimachmas leka v'holka v'vidliko that the case of Tomun is where it's takanat chitzav anymore, where he was nafled leka v'yisichotze. But Maimer Amuzgar, this lashon of nafled leka is mashma. You don't need a ma'is havara. We already saw it's a machlekes rishonim. If you need a ma'is havara by eish, Taisus on Chav Beis Amud Aleph is mashma. You don't need a ma'is havara. Pshuta, just need a pshia. Then the lashon here is very good. Nafled leka, but you're a pesheya, so that's called eish. The rosh was mashma. Maybe you do need a ma'isa adlaka. We saw the rishonim hold you do need a ma'isa adlaka. Shita mekubetzis and davov b'shem. Who was it? Rabbi Yishaya. I saw now. Tam the Rabbi Tam. also says that it's lav dafka is loshen. Nafta leka means that he lit the fire. He says, because of this kasha, because you need avor. So we're foolish in Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, that you need a mice avor. And he brings that Rabbeinu Chananel's gear, so we already mentioned Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel's gear says, hitzis leka boi sechatsa. So anyway, that's a side issue, if you need a mice avor or not. Rakapanim, nafta leka loi sechatsa. Nafta, but the end it was together. So it's no longer chitzov. So since it's no longer chitzov, you could have a ptur of, you'd have a ptur of tamun. So what do you help? What does it help? Then what, if it's kol lechitzov, then you should put the gamri even on tamun, even on goli, because if ishish mishum chitzov and it's kol lechitzov, then it's not. Then where's the chiyuv? So the Gemara says el man isli mishum chitzov isli nami mishum umayna. The way the Rashi says is that the Gemara is saying there's two kinds of age. There's isha mishum chitzav, there's isha mishum emoinah. Kol zman is not kol lechitzav, then it's isha mishum chitzav, and then there's not a note to a tomon. The case of tomon is after it's kol lechitzav. So now there's no longer chitzav, but now it's emoinah. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that there's such a thing as isha mishum emoinah. He just thinks there's also such a thing as isha mishum chitzav. And you can have chitzav that's not emoinah. Let's say you don't own the kachelas. So according to Rashi, that's chitzov and it's not memoinoi. And you can have memoinoi, that's not chitzov. That's what we have Rashi in the Nidpas. The Mashal brings another version of Rashi. In the Frankel Rambam, they bring it Barichos from the Kisvayad. There's another Lashon Rashi. That this other Lashon is saying, it's according to the printed version of Rashi, it comes out that if it's not called a chitzov, there's no Ptur Tomo. The din of Tomer is only by kol lechitzov, when it stops being chitzov. But kol zman that it's chitzov, there's no ptur Tomer. Because Adam HaMazik. But Rashi has another lashon that Rav Yochanan that even Rav Yochanan holds isha mishum chitzov is only mechayev for chitzov when it's memoinei too. When the eish is memoinei, then yechayev mishum chitzov. So by Tomun, there's no chiyuv mishum memoinah, then there's no chiyuv mishum chitzav either. You have to start with memoinah, and then it's chitzav too. But then what happens by nofel ageder? What's the case of nofel ageder? That's hakem memoinah without chitzav. This is not so unfamiliar. We had a similar thing in the Rambam. We talked about the Shittas Rambam. We talked about in the Sugya B'di and Gomel, Kelev and Gomel. Shittas Rambam is that Isha is Mishum M'maynoi, but Isha is Mishum M'maynoi. The Rambam says that Afal Gav the Isha Mishum M'maynoi, but your Chayek Gilu it's Kitzov. So the Ram Shita is you always chayv a dalat varim, but there's always a p'tur tamun. Because on the one hand, the ishum mishum emoinu is the yav of p'tur tamun, but on the other hand, it has a din of chitzov. Once it's memoinu, it has a din of chitzov also, you chayv a dalat varim. There's some kind of shutras over here between the chitzov and the memoinu. We talked about the Ram a lot in that sugya. Yisrecha dvarim, it was mavur, that the pshat is that you need to have the pshi of memoinu. She has to be a pshi of memoina. Shmiras memoina. Let me just read two more lines of Gemara, then we'll be sadder a little bit better. Gemara says, "V'chniachet isli mishum chitzu yislam mishum loy bimay b'nai k'menai l'chai v'dal zvah." So let's start with the Rambam a little bit. Then we'll go backwards to Lishna Kama and Lishna Kama Rashi and the regular Rashi. And let's start like this. The Poshup Shatling Gemara again. Poshup Shatling Gemara. We didn't have the Lishna Kama Rashi. The Kama Rashi is if you have the Poshup Shatling Gemara, the way Rashi in the printed Rashi learns the Gemara is that Chitzov comes in two, that Eish comes in two flavors. There's Isha Mishum Chitzov and there's Isha Mishum Emoinah. If it's not called Le Chitzov, then it's Isha Mishum Chitzov. And then there's no Ptur Tomer. And you have a Chiv Dali Gemara. And if it's called Le Chitzov, then it's Isha Mishum Emoinah. Then you have a Ptur Tomun. there's no chiyuv of dalad, and there's no chiyuv of dalad var. That's chayav the pashtun of the word. You never have an eish that's chayav of dalad varim and is potter from tamal. Manushach. Calls man that it's chitzov, that it's not kol lechitzov, but I don't know chitzov, it's odom amazik. There's no tur tamal by odom amazik. And there is a chiyuv of dalad var. The minute it's kol lechitzov, so now it's only a chiyuv of yishum yishum memoinoi. If it's only a chiyuv of yishum yishum memoinoi, then it's no longer odom amazik. Now it's mamon amazik. So on the one hand, now you have a tur tamal. I mean, now you have a, you get two kulos now. A, you have a tur tamal, and B, you're not chayv anymore in dalad var. That's the pashut pshat in the Gemara, the way Rashi when he first learns the Gemara. One problem that you have in this mahalach, in according to this mahalach in Rashi, is that the Gemara then asks, now that Rabbi Yochanan also holds from Isha Mishim Ramayini, my ikav ben Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What do you mean, my ikav ben Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? There's still a lot of communities between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish only holds from Isha Mishim Ramayini. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's such a thing as Isha Mishim Chitzov. Until Kol Lechitzov, there's a very big difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish thinks it's only Mamaynai. And Rabbi Yochanan thinks that it's going to be, that it's Odom Amazik, that it's Chitzov. And there's an Afgamina. Well, first of all, there's Mafgaminas for Kelev and Saksechas and Gomel and Saksechas and Mokam Agaf. Like for those sugyas, right, that Rashi talks about. But maybe those are far-fetched scenarios. But there's also an Afgamina for the thing that we're talking about in the sugya, which is Tomun. We're talking about Tomun. How according to Rabbi Yochanan is there a Ptur Tomun? And the Gemara answers, well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole Ptur Tomun is only after Kol Lechitzov, because then Rabbi Yochanan also holds from Yishim Yishim Amaynoi, but until it's Kol Lechitzov, then there's Taka no Ptur Tomun. And then the next line of the Gemara is, so now what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So we're saying L'chaim Reb Dalad Dorm. What do you need L'chaim Reb Dalad Dorm? The Nafkamini to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the thing that we're talking about, Tomun. Until it's Kol Lechitzov, is there a Ptur Tomun or not? According to Reish Lakish, there's a Ptur Tomun from the get-go. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's only a Ptur Tomun after it's Kol Lechitzov. But it's a pell in the Gemara. So that's one of the reasons why Rashi and the Lishna Kama, Rashi and Lishna Kama, which we don't have printed, we just have a reference to the Rashi's Varisha Nir Iker. That we have left, that's like the appendix from that loss in Rashi. The vestige of it. Varisha Nir Iker, what Varisha? There was a Lishna Kama. That's why Lishna Kama Rashi learns that there's no Ptur Tomun, even that according that the Maskanas HaGemara, there's no, according to the Maskanas HaGemara, Rav Yochanan agrees that Tomun is potter from the very beginning. Because since when it's Tomun, there's no Chiyav of Isha Mishum Amaynai, so there can't be a Chiyav of Isha Mishum Chitzav either. Because Isha Mishum Chitzav only starts, it builds on Isha Mishum Amaynai, it has to be Amaynai. Once there's a chiyuv of ishum mishum amaynoi, which means there's a ptur tamun, because tamun is not amaynoi. So once there's a nif ishum mishum amaynoi, then you can be mechayev dalad varim as ishum mishum chitzov. But the ptur tamun is no. In, as far as tamun is concerned, there's no difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because by tamun there's no chiyuv of ishum mishum amaynoi. If there's no chiyuv of ishum mishum amaynoi, then nothing happens, and you put the ben Rabbi Yochanan and ben Reish Lakish, doesn't matter at what point in the trajectory. It's only. So it's affecting Gemara. So for Nafkemi, if they both agree like Abitomun, then what are they arguing about? So Gemara says they're arguing about L'chai Rebedalid, L'chai Rebedalid Var. So that's what's driving the Lishna Kama in Rashi. That's Beferish. If you look in the Frankel Raman where they bring the Lashonis of Rashi Barichos, you see Beferish that's the issue that he's dealing with. And that's why the Lishna Kama holds that L'maskona Segemara, Isha Mishum Chitzov, is predicated on an underlying substrate of Isha Mishum Amayna. When you have Isha Mishum Amayna, you can be Chayef for Chitzov as well. But you have to start with Isha Mishum Amayna, and Tomun is not called Mishum Amayna at all. It doesn't even have a Shem of Isha Mishum Amayna. First of all, Dover Rishon, just Aleph, you have to understand. Even if we'll grant Rashi in the Lishna Kama Rashi that Isha Mishum Chitzav has to build on Isha Mishum Amayna. But even when Isha Mishum Chitzav builds on Isha Mishum Amayna, Isha Mishum Chitzav can be Mechayev things in Amayna is not Mechayev. Chitzav is Mechayev and Dalad Varm, Amayna is not Mechayev and Dalad Varm. And yet you're Chayev and Dalad Varm. Because we say, well, I have the underlying Isha Mishum Amayna. Now Isha Mishum Chitzav kicks in. Now I'm Chayev Dalad Var. So why don't I say the same thing regarding Tomun? I have Isha Mishim Amayinai. Of course, Isha Mishim Amayinai alone wouldn't be Mechayim and Talmud, but now that Isha Mishim Chitzit kicks in, so I'm Mechayim and Talmud. Hakochach, you have to say that Tomon is not merely a p'tur. It's not merely that Isha Mishim Moina can't be Mechayev Yuan Tomon. When it's Tomon, it's not called that I have the mazik of Isha Mishim Moina at all. But Isha Mishim Moina, it can't be Mechayev Mi and Dalet Varon. But there was a hezek of my Momon was mazik, the Torah's Eish. There was an Isha Mishim Moina, but let me shum emoyne. The Torah is not mechayev me dalad var. Now yichitzav comes in, and I'm chayev more. But when it comes to tomon, it's not called that there's something lacking that I don't even have ishum mishum emoyne. What's the hezber? I think the hezber not far to find. The hezber is Rashi Lishitosa. Because since Rashi Lishitosa, he learns that the p'tur of tomon is because he's not a pesheya. It lacks in the pesheya. That's why, but Adam Mamazik at the very beginning, Rashi said there's no tour of Talmud, because Adam Mu'ud Lailah. So, according to Rashi, the tour of Talmud is a tour that it lacks in the Bashir. Isha Mishimimimimimim means that the Kol Shechafti Bishmiros, the Acharti in this, as Nisbe, the Machayev, is that I was Peshay in the Shmir of my moment. Once I have the Bashir and the Shmir of my moment, I have Isha Mishimimimimim, then it becomes the Torah's Machayev Isha Mishimimimim as well. But I have to start that there was an Isha Mishim Maimon, there was a Pshir in the Shmir of Mayesh. Klapi Tomon, there's no Pshir in the Shmir of Mayesh. Because I didn't know about the Tomon. Since I didn't know about the Tomon, that's the Torah told me. The Torah says that when it comes to Tomon, it's like he's an Onus. You know, other Nizik, he's not an Onus Mamish. Because if he was an Onus Mamish, he would have a Tomon by Shor as well, but other Mazikim as well. Can't say he's Mamish Onus. But the Torah is, but there's a Chiddush HaTorah. We'll talk about it later. Rav Leib talks about it more in detail. What's exactly the nature of this Chiddush HaTorah that Tomon is called? It lacks in the Pshir. Very fascinating in Rav Leib. But whatever it is, it says Beperish and Rashi, it's a lack in the Pshir. So if it's a lack in the Pshir, it means it lacks in the Etzem Shem Mazik of Isha Mishim Amayinu. What makes me Chayev for Isha Mishim Amayinu is that I was Pesheya in the Shmir of my moment. If I wasn't Peshay in the Shmir of my moment, then there's no mazik over here of Isha Mishim Amayinai. I'm not a mazik. It's something that happened, it's very sad, but it's not. I'm not the mazik. If I'm not the mazik, then there's no chiyuv of chitzav either. So that's the difference. That's what the Gemara is saying. Look, Abi Tomun, you can't be mechayim mas chitzav because to get the chitzav, you first have to establish that he was the mazik, and the mazik here is not literally all the mazik. The mazik is a pshir in the Shmir. The mazik of Eish, the mechayev of Eish, is that he was peshay in the Shmir. And in Talmud, there's no Shia. Once you have that he was peshay in the Shmir, if it's goli, and he wasn't peshay in the Shmir, so then you have Isha Mishim Amayinai. Once it's Isha Mishim Amayinai, then there's another din, the Torah is mechadash, that there's also a din of Hamavir Sebeir, that it's called Chitzuv Tov. And we can mechayev him in Dalet Var. We can be moisef other chiyuvim that Mama normally wouldn't have, that only other mamasik would have, like Dalet Var, we could be moisef. But we can only be Maisif when we have the Etzim Shem Mazik of Ishim Shem Amayna. So for Dalet Varm it's good, but for Tomon I don't have it. This is also, I think, the Pashup Shot. The Fi Rashi comes out like this. The Rashi in Lishna Kama. You can't have Chitzah without Memayna. That's what the Gemara is saying. Chitzah builds on Memayna. If it's not Memayna, if it's Tomon, it's not Memayna, then it doesn't even become, you never get the Chitzah. So you only have Chitzah if it's also Memayna. But what about the other way around? Could you have Isha Mishim Memayna when it's not Chitzah? So Rashi learns, yes, that's the case of Hoyle Ligdav Leigoda. Even Lishna Kama, Rashi learns, it has in the Gemara, this in the Kudu, that Novel Ageder, Shalei Machmas Leikah, Vahol Kavid Likah, Yechayev, that's the Gemara's not Chesed. that by nofel ageder and the age continues to go, you're chayim not mishum chitzu, but you're chayim mishum amayin. You look at Rashi and the Shekham, it's Meruah Beferish, that would still be chayim. But then it will be Mamayna without chitzu. Which Rashi holds, Nulishna Kama, you can't have chitzu without Mamayna, but you can have Mamayna without chitzu. So therefore, when the Eish first goes, before the Kol L'chitzov, so then you have both, it's Mamayna, and once it's Mamayna, you have chitzov. But you put it for Toman, because Toman's not even Mamayna, there's no Pshia. So you don't have chitzov. So you have a Ptur Toman regardless. But if it's not Toman, if it's Golui, then it's Isha Mishum Amayna, there's a Pshia, and it's Isha Mishum Amayna, and once it's Mamayna, it's Chitzov also, and you Chayev Adal Advar. But what happens after Kol L'chitzov? So Rashi learns that the Gemara is not Chayzer, that there's a concept of Kol L'chitzov. And what happens after Kol L'chitzov, that it's no longer Isha Mishum Chitzov, because it's Kol L'chitzov, but it continues to be Isha Mishum Amayna. So you'll be Chayev, but not Adal Advar. Rashi speaks, it's in the Mashal already, you see this all in the way the Mashal brings down Rashi, and you see in the Frankel is very, very laid out. In this Nekuda, Rashi is not like the Rambam. Right now, we're not so much talking about the Rambam, we're talking about Rashi. But this is not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds in the Maskana, there's no Chitzah without Mamayna, there's no Mamayna without Chitzah, and the Gemara was Chayzer from the Nofel Ageder. Maybe the Rambam wasn't Chayzer, who knows, but the Rambam doesn't have Nofel Ageder at all. The Rambam doesn't bring Nofel Ageder. The Rambam says that every Eish is Mamayna and Chitzah. It's Potter B'Toman and it's Chayav Adal Advar. It has this paradoxical nature. It's Potter from Toman. But because you have to start with Mamayna, and once you have Mamayna, then you chayim mishum chitzur as well, and you chayim padalat varam. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about kol lechitzur. So the Fila Rambam Eish has this duality of chitzur Mamayna involved in it. It's Mamayna and chitzur together, and that's the Rambam at the end of Niskei Mamon, where the Rambam says that afal pi that Eish is Mamayna, but the Torah is mechayev, but he's chayev al chitzur. Now it's afal pi. He says afal pi she isho mishum imono. But he says, but still Yechayev Adal Advarim, because it's the Torah is Mechayev like Chitzel. That's not Rashi in Mishnah Kama. The Rambam is similar to Rashi in Mishnah Kama in some ways, that there is the Maskona, the Isha Mishnah Chitzel, builds on Isha Mishnah Mimayna. That much Rashi in the Mishnah Kama, Rashi and the Rambam share. But in the Rambam, we jettison the whole Kol L'Chitzel business. And Eish is always both Chitzel and Mimayna. In Rashi, it's not the way. Rashi, we continue with the Kol L'Chitzel idea. And Eish changes its nature when it reaches the Kol L'chitzu, when it breaks the barrier of Kol L'chitzu. So then it's up to that point, it's Memoina and Chitzu on top of it. And beyond that point, it's Memoina alone. Yeah, so really, you need to understand, like, where do these two things come from? The Torah is in one parsha of Eish. So one parsha of Eish in Torah. So how did Shnayim Zushamati, that you have Eish and Mishum Chitzu? You have one Eish that's Memoina and Chitzu, and there's another Eish that's only Memoina. Where did it say that in time? So I think the answer is possible. That it says in the Torah because, on the one hand, the Torah said there's a Ptur Tomon. From the fact that there's a Ptur Tomon, I see that it's not a regular Adon HaMazik. That's a Bais HaKhoch. If it would be a regular Adam Mazik, it would happen that there would be no Ptur Tomon. The Torah says there is a Ptur Tomon. Now, Mistab, the Ptur Tomon is only after Kol L'chitzov. So it must be that Eish is fundamentally Mamayna. The Chi of Eish comes from the fact you were Peshe and Shmiris, because it was a Pshia in the Shmir of your Mamayna, in the Shmir of your Eish. So that's not Adam Mu'ud Laila. Adam Mu'ud Laila, yourself, is Adam Mu'ud Laila. But when the Chi of Shmir that you have, like, well, Chi of Shmir. If you're not a peshe, the chiyuv shmir is not mechayim. So that tells me that Eish is built on the fact that Eish is mishum amayin. Not a regular adam hamasik. And maybe we could add, maybe in svar also, maybe it's poshut in svar that lab mikaychik gazel, like Rishlok is tied into Rav Yechon. Maybe the maskan of Yechon also has that understands that. That is lab mikaychik gazel. So it's not. You can't say it's a regular adam hamasik. Fundamentally, the chiyuv comes from his lack of shmir. But on the other hand, we have the krum misayel Rav Yochanan hamav yisaber. The Gemara brought a brisa that says that the pasuk is meduyik, that even though it says kisei tiyesh miyatzma, but the Torah calls it hamav yisaber. So I have exeris hakosuv that it's called adam hamazik. So on the one that I have exeris hakosuv is a ptur tomon, which tells me that it's fundamentally a chiyuv of pshia, and that's why you have a ptur. That's why you have a ptur of tomon. Did I say that right? And the one in that the Torah says a Ptur of Tomon, That tells me that it's fundamentally has to do with pshia. That means it's fundamentally a chiyuv of mamon hamazik. But on the other hand, I have a pasuk, Mesayelir of Yochanan, that says I'm avres abeir. That's adam hamazik. So from there, I see that it's fundamentally a chiyuv of mamon. And if it's a chiyuv of mamon, that it could be even called a chitzav. The chiyuv of mamon continues. But the Torah tells me a chiddush that once you have a chiyuv mamon, so that it's also called a avres abeir. It's also called chitzav. But that's already pasuk. That can only be back. That can only be till it's called a chitzav. Once it's called a chitzav, you can't call him a ma'aveh sebeir anymore. So I have in the pasuk itself, in the Torah itself, I see that there's a sub-level, there's a substrate of Isha Mishum Mamaynai, that because the basic mechayiv is that he was Peshay and Shemiris Mamaynai. That's why there's a Ptur Talmud. On top of that, the Torah also tells me a ma'aveh sebeir, there's the nechitzav. And the Rambam also, I think, holds that way. I think that's the Havan of the Rambam as well, except the Rambam holds that there's no, it all goes together. And we don't say there's no such thing as kol lechitzov, and that's just the way it is from beginning to end. The Rashi holds there's no chazor in the Gemara from kol lechitzov. And if the Rashi learns that there's an underlying mechayev of Mimayna, and that underlying mechayev can continue at Bias Goyal, it doesn't have to stop by kol lechitzov. But then on top of that, as long as it's not kol lechitzov, then there's Hamaver Sever, there's also the Nuchitzov. Let's go back to the top now. So we have here Abai's Ha'ar. Let's go back to the beginning of this Gemara. Amar Rabban, Kashle Labai, Lamadom Ishim Chitzov. I just want to be myself one Nakuda, then we'll stop. So Rabban says, Kashle Labai, Lamadom Ishim Ishim Chitzov, Tomen Beish the Potter Achman Hekum Mishkach. Labai, the Kasha, how could there be a Ptur Tomen Beish? If Ishim Ishim Chitzov, how could there be a Ptur Tomen? Rashi learns, we saw the Rashi before. The Gemara's kasha is because Tumun has to do with the fact that Adam would loyal. I mean, Tumun is a lack of Shia and Adam would loyal. Taisus Chalik. Taisus says, Tumun beish the potter chaman eke mishkachas the pirsh. Bishlum ulaman domer ishim ishim amaynoi. Ein tema the potter Tumun. Vafagat vichol miski mamaynoi kin keren shen v'regel chayv Tumun. Shebe mamun matzino chilukim bekeren shen v'regel lehil chesayim. אבל בעוד מה מאזיק לחילק הקוסו, לחסיר פצת אחת פצת ותשינו סי פיקן, וחי ועל השרגע כמייזה ואין מסקירות, ולפי חושב אין ספור לודר שישה משום חיצה. So the emphasis is, Tosis has the words of the Petzi, the Oynes Kirotz, and Tosis also calls. The Chor, the Mashmois in Tosis is that he's not learning of like Rashi, but that's the whole Kasha. If you Chayiv Am Shia, if you don't need a Pshia, if you Chayiv Ben Oynes Ben Barotzen, you don't need a Pshia by Odom HaMazik, so how can you have a Ptur Tomun? Tosis is Moise more. He says, In the Chiyum and Moina, we find that there's Chalukim Lil Chesayim. In Taisha Ben Peretz, it's more Mufurish. Talmud Beish to Potter Achman Hetem Shkachas, Lepir Shrashi, Kaimon, Pesach, Tachas, Pesach, Lechai, Valashay, Kameset, Valainis, Kirovsev. Mashmi Shiritzayin, Eloyme, De Talmud, Domi, Loainis. Mash and Rashi, the Ptur Tomer is because it's Doimel Oinus. Vizet Einoi. It's not true. The Pshita, the Tomer, Lamitam, Oinus, Mifter, Elamitam, Xeris HaKosov. So, in Paris, the Beferish. Tomer is Xeris HaKosov. It's nothing to do with Oinus. So, therefore, why shouldn't it apply to Adam HaMazah? He brings your eyes. The Shoyer Shehizik Boinus, Potter, Vachayev, the Tomer. By a Shor, Tomer is Chayev. If Tomer is an Oinus, how come by Shor it's not an Oinus? If the yisoid of Tumen is that is potras oinus, so then how come it's only by Eish? How come you don't have it by other mizikim? By Shor is mazik Tumen. Why don't you have there also a Ptur of Tumen? What's Rashi going to do with that? Torah? It sounds like Torah. If Talmud is a lack of Shia, why is it only by Eish? So you could say, it's not on his gomor. It's not oinus gomer. It's a little bit of a lack of shiur. That little bit of a lack of shiur, the Torah said that the Torah said by Eish, the Torah was makel by Eish, that little bit of a lack of shiur is a paiter. But that small amount of lack of shiur by other mazikim is not called a paiter. That's life in Poshut. Rav Leib says a different havon in Rashi, Hasbara. He says it for reasons of his own that we'll see tomorrow why he says it. He doesn't say it to answer this kasha. This kasha, we can answer simply like I just said. But for Rav Leib, just to know, Rav Leib says a different havana. He says the lack of shir that you have by Talmud is really a very strange lack of shir. Normally, lack of shir means that he was an onus, or there was a lack of shir in watching the mazik. You know, if you watch the mazik, if you watch the shor, if you lack the no b'fan of karoi, then you weren't peshe in the shor. And if you, in the Shmiras HaShor, and if you didn't lock it karoi, didn't close the door karoi, then you were peshe in the Shmiras HaShor. The peshe is in the shor. And if you were peshe in the shor, then I don't care if you were honest that you didn't know about the Talmud. Then the shor went and it was masik something that's Talmud. Who cares if it was masik something that's Talmud? We don't need there to be a peshe in the nizik. We need to be a peshe in the mazik. You don't have to be peshe in the dover ha-nizik. You have to be peshe in the mazik. He says, by Eish, the Torah is in the Chadash, that the Pshia has to be not merely in the Pshia in the Eish, the Pshia has to be in the Dover HaNizik. I was Pshia in the Godesh. And that's what it says in this Din of Talmud. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. But what it says in the Gzeres HaKosov, Rashi also agrees it's a Gzeres HaKosov. That's why you don't have it by other Mazikim. But what it says in the Gzeres HaKosov is that unlike by other Mazikim, like by Shor, where you only have to be Pshia in the Shor, when it comes to Eish, the Pshia has to be in the Godesh as well. So the Godesh, what you could see, that's a Pshia. But the Tom and the Kalim that are hidden inside the Godesh, that's not a Pshia. There was no Pshia copy of those Kalim. Because how could it be Pshia copy of those Kalim? I didn't know that they existed. So then I have a Pshia. But Adam doesn't matter, because just like Adam, Mud, Oilam, Ben Oinis, Ben Rotsun, there's no Ptur, of Oinis by Adam. In the Mazik, so why should it be like this? So likewise, there's no Ptura Inis in the Dover HaNizik either. By Adam, all this doesn't make any sense. But by Mom and Amazik, we find the concept of Inis. So Torah is Mechadish, that Eish, you have to be, the Pshia of Eish is not merely you were Pshia in the Eish. The Pshia of Eish is that you were Pshia in the Dover HaNizik. You have a Shmir, not only the Eish. You have a Shmir that the Eish shouldn't be Mazik things. And the things have to be things that you know about, and you were Pshia in letting your Eish be Mazik those things. But things that were Talmud that you didn't know about, so there's no Pshia in your letting your Eish be Mazik those things. That's how Rav Leib is Mazik with the Rashi. We'll see later that Rav Leib does very interesting things with it. Akapan and Taisa says, it's a Kosher. Taisa when it passes before, she's Chalik and Rashi, she says nothing to the Pshia. Pshia, if it had to do, the Pshia would apply to Shor and to other Mazikim as well. It's Exeis HaKosov. So then what's the Gemara's Kasha? L'kach nir, edochi kamer, bishlum ulam dom ishim ishim amoy noy nicho, de potter rachman atomun. We see find a lot of chilukim by Gabi Mammon. Lots of chilukim dargas, things that are potter by Mammon. Kimoy Shane Karen v'regel hilchaseim. Every Shane regel Karen, they all have special halachas what they're potter about. Elam adam ishum chitzov. Am I potter achmona tamu? The loyashkachna b'dini yodim shechilkibem toyer. First, I'm a chalik by niski yodim. In kain tamu the potter achmona hechim ishkachas lo. Stomach in the line of Rabbi Peretz, that's what Tosfos means as well. When he brings the Odom with the Olam, he just means the Torah is not mechalik by Odom. Just like the Torah is not mechalik ben Ere, ben Yoshin, ben Oynis, ben. Torah is not mechalik, Odom with the Olam, Odom is the maximum mazik. So we may look, it's a mistabe that you don't have other chilukim either. The Ptuotom is not mistabe that the Odom mazik has a Ptuotom. So we have a machalikas, important machalikas, Rashi and Tosfos. That Rashi holds the Ptuotom, even though it's exerced a kosov at the end of the day. A lot is exerced a kosov. You don't have it by Shor. But the Gzeres HaKosov from the Gala that is a kind of lack of Pshia. The Ptur of Talmud is because it lacks in the Pshia. Let's say it's a little bit of a lack of Pshia. or the way of Leib is Masbir, it's a lack of Shia Klapi the Dovra Hanisik. So let's, and Tosis holds that the Ptur of Talmud is Exeris HaKosov Yalma, and mainly the effects how to understand the Gemara's Kasha from Yishum Yishum Chitzov. Rashi learns Gemara's Kasha, Yishum Yishum Chitzov, is that since it's Adam HaMazik, so Adam HaMazik, I don't care that there's lack of Shia. There's no such thing as a lack of Shia by Adam HaMazik. And Tosis learns the Gemara's Kasha is that if Yishum Yishum Chitzov, it's Adam HaMazik, it's not Mesaber than Adam HaMazik, the Torah said Chilupi HaLochas of Talmud. The Chor is a raya to Rashi. I think I mentioned this in the past. The Chor is a raya to Rashi that the Ptur of Talmud has to do with the lack of Pshia. That's Talmud's Eres HaKosov. Because the Gemara says, let's say you have a Godish, and the Godish, inside the Godish, you have Kelim. So you put down the Kelim because it's Talmud. But the Gemara says in Samach Aleph that doesn't mean you pay only for the wheat that you burnt and you don't pay for the Kelim. You pay for the wheat and you pay for the kelim up to the value of wheat that would have been there. There's Rayno Isekilu, the goddess was full of wheat. You're paying for a wheat that doesn't even exist. Because up to that value, you still have a chiyu, you have a chiyu. The hard side is, up to the value of wheat of a similar volume, you're chai for the kelim. Not chai for wheat, it's not there. You're chayav for the kelim up to the value of the wheat that they displace. So chayav hashkafa rishayna. Hashkafa rishayna. So raya to Rashi. If Talmud is a kosov that you're potter from kelim that are Talmud, so you should be potter from these kelim. So you're potter from these kelim. These kelim are Talmud. You're potter from them. What are you going to pay for wheat that's not there? What's the sefer? On the other hand, if you learn this lack of pshia. I could say, yeah, it's a lack of Shia in the Kalim up to beyond the value of wheat. But the Kalim are worth, let's say, this volume of Kalim is worth $1,000. This volume of wheat would have been worth $100. So, but for the first $100 of the Kalim, there's no lack of Shia. That much I was Peshaya. I knew that I'd be Mazik up to 100, I might be Mazik up to $100, up to $100 worth. So, up to $100 worth of the Kalim themselves, I have to pay, because that, so to that degree, there's no lack of Shia. It's a kasha on places. It's a raya to Rashi that's a lack of shield. I think it's not shvir. I mean, I've heard this kasha from Mechoshev people, but I think it's not a kasha. Like I said before, how come in a godish, let's say a salad godish, it's godish through and through, all the way down is godish. How come you have to pay for the whole goddess? Why don't you only have to pay for the outer layer, the inside is tunnel? The answer is, yeah, the Rashi with the arrow, I don't know what's going on with, you know, the arrow goes inside, but Maisa Yavari, you pay for the whole goddess. Why isn't the goddess tunnel? The answer is, tumun has to do with the lack of yudiyah, that's for sure. Even according to Tosafot, it's exeris HaKosov. The definition of tumun is that it's tumun I don't know about. The goddess, the inside of the goddess I know about. I know it's inside the Godish. I mean, normally, there's no Kalim. I know it's inside the Godish, more Godish. So that's not called Tomun. If I know that it's there, it's not Tomun. So by the same token, even if the Godish has Kalim inside, but I know what's there up to the value of $100. I don't have to know exactly I don't have to know what kind of Kalim he has or what kind of. I have to know what kind of value I'm being masik. So I know that this Godish is through and through. Is the value of a goddess. I don't know that there's inside things that are more valuable. So the extra value that I don't know about, klape that, that's Talmud. But the value that I know about is not Talmud by definition. So you chayiv some semel. That's to say, even according to Tosfos, you have to pay for the kilu hu goddess. Kilu it's all tefuah. Because up to that value, it's not Talmud. Okay, I think we'll stop here. I want to talk through tomorrow. I want to talk through, it's Kedai to see of Leib. I want to talk through some of the issues that Leib talks about, and we'll talk about the Ram a little bit. Oh, there's also a very thing, Kedai to see, I sent it to you, the Talmud Harashba. It's a very interesting, very machodistic thing.
Why does he call the piece of the I don't know.